Now, let's look at the next component of the strategic marketing system, educate. Now that your target market, or let's just say it's Paul, the proverbial prospect, has had his attention captured, step one, and has emotionally connected, step two, with hot buttons, the next step is to educate. You now need to become the source for any and all relevant information in regards to your products or services in your industry altogether. You must be the fountain from which all knowledge flows. You need to give your prospect enough quality, not necessarily quantity, but enough quality information about what to look for, what to avoid, and what constitutes the best deal. In short, you need to define the criteria for what the very best option your industry is. Not only should you define it, but you should have already innovated yourself to the point where nobody else can offer this but you. So you are in control the whole time. You define what constitutes the best deal, and you also happen to be the only company who can deliver on that deal. The way to do this is to think like an attorney for a minute. Now, don't think like an attorney in terms of mimicking their advertisements, because attorneys are just as bad at creating marketing materials as everybody else. In fact, attorneys are remarkably bad at creating ads, especially considering what they do for a living. I mean, think about it. An attorney's job is to prove a point, guilty or innocent. That's it. They can't use platitudes, and they must be specific and provide real evidence to convince a jury of 12 beyond any reasonable measure of doubt. In marketing, it's the same thing. You've got to build a case that brings people to the conclusion that they would have to be absolutely crazy to work with anybody else but you, no matter the price. Now, let's get serious about this educational process and talk about a life or death court case. Imagine you are the attorney in a life or death court case. In other words, if you lose, your client, the defendant, is going to be put on death row. If you win, your client will be set free. That's serious stuff. So how are you going to win? You're going to win by building a case that demonstrates without any measure of doubt that your client is innocent. You're going to collect as much evidence as possible. You are going to get expert witnesses, character references, alibis, and everything else so that you can have a mountain of a case that essentially proves your client's innocence, right? It's building a case 101. But remarkably, in advertising, nobody does this, not even attorneys. I'll prove it to you. Here are some headlines from criminal defense attorneys in our local phone book. Remember, these are the guys who have to defend people who may be on trial for something as serious as murder. If you're an innocent man who's been falsely accused of murder and you could face capital punishment, don't you want an attorney who could properly build a case and defend you? Of course you do. Here's the ironic thing. Even a good criminal defense attorney who does a great job of building a case in a court of law all fail when it comes to marketing themselves. Watch. Check these headlines. Hard-charging criminal defense. You need a lawyer who doesn't back down. Oh, please. Somebody get me the platitude meter because these lawyers are going down. I mean, come on. Hard-charging criminal defense? Well, I would hope so. You need a lawyer that won't back down. Well, again, I would hope so. And who else can say that? How about everybody? That's who. The next two ads have the lawyer's name at the top as a headline. And then they have a laundry list of bullet points describing what they do. You know, theft cases, drug cases, domestic violence, all felonies, misdemeanors, DUI, etc. And guess what? Everybody's list is the same. From one ad to the next, they're all the same. It's pitiful. None of them pass the cross-out write-in test or any of the other platitude evaluations. But the next ad takes the cake. Experience and professionalism. Really? Come on. I mean, really? Experience and professionalism? Okay, so I've just been falsely accused of murder. My life and my family's life are on the line. I face a potential death sentence if a good attorney does not build a proper case to prove my innocence. And the best thing you could come up with to prove to me that you're the best man for the job is to say, experience and professionalism. Well, I would hope so. You're an attorney, for crying out loud. I mean, who else can say that? What else would you expect them to say? Lazy, apathetic, and expensive. Of course not. Yes, these are real ads in my local phone book. Check out your phone book or go online. It doesn't matter. I bet you'll find ads that are nearly identical. Remember, people will say great things about themselves in the form of platitudes because nobody cares and nobody's paying attention. And hey, everybody else is doing it. Now, remarkably, there's a little gem in one single ad in the criminal defense section of our phone book. It's a great headline. The problem is that it's not actually used as a headline. It's some really small text that's just part of the ad for the company, and it's not highlighted. Plus, it's not articulated as well as it could be, but it's still a great line. So let me rewrite it and share it with you. Now remember, I want you to be Paul again. You know, Paul, the proverbial prospect. You've been falsely accused for some crime, and you're being prosecuted by the state. You need the very best attorney, and you're looking at ads from attorneys that say, experience and professionalism. Next. Then you find, experience, aggressive, and affordable. Next. How about, when you've been arrested, everything changes. Next. Then all of a sudden you see this gigantic headline. I have over a 90% not guilty ratio against state prosecutors. My success record is unmatched in the state. Kabam! Can you say capture and connect, baby? Oh yeah, you better believe it. That ad will get Paul. So now that we've got Paul's undivided attention, we need to educate Paul, just like a good lawyer would build a case. So here's what you need to do in terms of creating the informational content in your marketing. You first have to determine what are the relevant and important issues in the three hot button categories. Then you simply provide your prospects with the information necessary for them to feel like they have all the information they need to make the best decision possible. Just like an attorney, right? When an attorney begins a trial, he will address the jury and say what? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, in this trial, I'll prove to you that Paul is innocent. I am going to prove to you beyond a reasonable doubt that Paul could not have committed this crime. I am going to prove it based on the following evidence. 1, 2, 3, 4. I am going to bring out these three witnesses that will concur that Paul could not have been involved, and I will present to you expert witnesses that will testify that things happened in this way, a way that Paul could not have accomplished. When you see this evidence, you will have no option but to conclude that he is indeed innocent. See, you're going to have to know what those important and relevant issues are, and then gather and present the evidence. Ultimately, if you present your case for your products and services in a compelling and convincing way, you'll build confidence with your prospects that you offer the best value. You'll also make them feel like they are in control of the decision. Just like the jury draws a conclusion of guilt or innocence, so will your prospects. They'll feel that they would have to be absolutely crazy to work with anybody else but you, no matter the price. So let me share the three hot button categories with you. They are benefits, objections, and competition. The benefits category refers to hot buttons that describe the real benefits that customers will gain when buying whatever it is you sell. The objections category refers to the objections that people will have when considering buying what you sell. And competition refers to the hot buttons that describe why people should buy from you instead of one of your competitors. Let me give you an example of what I mean in the real world. We'll use the LASIK eye surgeon again. So when it comes to LASIK eye surgery, benefits-based hot buttons would be things like being able to see without glasses, having independence, not having to wear contacts anymore, enjoying beautiful sunsets, not crashing into things at night, and any and every other real benefit that people gain from LASIK eye surgery. Now, objections-based hot buttons refer to the reasons why people don't want to get LASIK. We actually covered that earlier. In the case of the LASIK eye surgery, there are really only two major objections, fear and price. That's it. So the hot buttons are in the headlines, and the informational content would explain the reasons why these objections are invalid. So you got that? So the informational content should always serve to invalidate people's objections in advance of them ever meeting you. Lastly, competition-based hot buttons describe why somebody should get LASIK surgery from one doctor over another. These are the three hot button categories, and you really need to create headlines in all three hot button categories like we described earlier. Then you need to follow up with additional informational content to make and build the case that you are the obvious choice to do business with. You need to explain your case and provide as much evidence as possible. For example, you should collect as many testimonials as possible. Save and provide snapshots of articles or press stories about your company. Show books that you are featured in, awards that you have received, charts and graphs that illustrate your true identity, client list or portfolios, comparison charts, checklists, earnings reports, endorsements, examples of savings, examples of earnings, expert tests, facts and figures, performance audits, photos, videos, product demonstration, quotes from clients, standards-based checklists, statistics, technical drawings, test or lab results, etc. Do you get the picture? You need to build your case. Let me give you another quick example. One of my clients has an amazing product for the agricultural industry called SuperGrow. Now, in the ag industry, most farmers have been using NPK fertilizers on their farms for decades. NPK stands for nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. The problem is that this fertilizer serves to feed the crop, all the while the soil has been neglected literally for decades. Now, the soil itself is a living organism, and most farms have soil that is literally dying and in some cases dead. The results are that less and less nutrients are able to get into our crops because the soil doesn't have the necessary biological activity to properly transfer nutrients into our crops. This is one of the major reasons why our food supply has less nutrition availability than it did when our parents were kids. Anyhow, my client's product, SuperGrow, serves to feed the soil and increases biological activity in the soil, allowing the soil to more properly transfer nutrients into the crop. It's amazing. It's a burgeoning industry. It's called the biological industry, and it's just starting now to go mainstream. So let me describe some of the hot buttons in their industry. After interviewing their dealers, I discovered that the biggest hot button is that people think it's all snake oil. The ag industry has had a long industry of companies coming by with some new product that claims to do everything, even though it was totally useless. Farmers would buy it up, realize it's worthless, and by then the company had disappeared. Over time, farmers became incredibly skeptical of new products on the market and have just stuck with the same products and programs that they've used for years. So the snake oil perspective was a major objection-based hot button. The benefits were many, as I have already described, but additionally, the results of the product really helped farmers increase their return on investment because SuperGrow allowed them to use less fertilizer and get superior crops and get better yields at harvest time. As part of their complete marketing system, we created a sales position that dealers and salespeople used in the field. The cover of the sales brochure had this hot button loaded headline: Three proven ways farmers can significantly increase their return on investment with SuperGrow. Then when you open the brochure up, there are three headlines describing those three proven ways. Let me read those three headlines and subheadlines for you. 1. Increase yield. Yes, SuperGrow can increase your yield, and we've got the data to prove it. See the informational content below that shares how SuperGrow has been able to increase yield all over the world for farmers. It includes graphs and data and describes how SuperGrow has had more university testing than any other product of its kind in the world. It points to their website where they can access the actual university tests themselves. It also invalidates the common objection where farmers believe that the product might work for farms in Wisconsin, but not in Iowa. Perhaps it works in California, but not in Florida, or whatever. That is actually a common objection. The informational content details how SuperGrow has been tested with hundreds of fertilization programs on dozens of crops over 30 states on 5 continents and in all soil textures in wet seasons and droughts, and the results consistently show an increase in yield. How's that for invalidating the objection? The second headline says this: Increased fertilizer utilization. Stop wasting money with ever-increasing fertilizer cost. Now, beneath the headline and subheadline is informational content that describes the science behind how SuperGrow works. It includes a testimonial from a farmer and custom graphics detailing how the increased biological activity does a better job of utilizing fertilizer. Again, the informational content here is building a case based on the customer's hot buttons. Now, here's the third headline: Increases soil and crop quality. SuperGrow enhances much more than can be seen on a yield monitor. Now, without taking the time to explain what all that means, just suffice it to say that these are the terms that are hot buttons in the ag industry. In the information content, we provide the details of how SuperGrow makes this happen. There are comparison pictures from fields that have been partially treated with SuperGrow. They show what the fields look like with and without SuperGrow, along with images of what the crops look like side by side and have been treated with SuperGrow in the soil. The results are amazing. It's the exact same field, but one part of the field used SuperGrow and the other part didn't. The difference in yield, crop quality, and fertilizer utilization is unmistakable and almost unbelievable, but the evidence is right there for all the world to see. The results have been fantastic, but it's probably best summarized in a quote from the vice president of the company. He sent me an email that states this: "Previously, it took us 5 years to go through 2,500 of our old brochures. We had a hard time getting people to take 50 at a time. Now they're clamoring for boxes of 500, and we've blasted through our first 5,000 in 2 months. Apparently, content and design matters." That was a completely unsolicited quote, but it makes the point well. So in review, component 3 is educate. To successfully implement this step, you need to build a case for your target market that provides them with all the facts and the evidence they need for them to determine that your products or services are the obvious choice. You need to give them enough quality information so that they feel like they would have to be absolutely crazy to work with anyone else but you, no matter the price.